Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to The Sexy Unique Podcast, and I'm your host, Lara Marie Shanghals.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me.
Okay, so I'm like pretty depressed because this season of Vanderpump Rules is over, which means Sexy Unique Podcast is over temporarily. But I think it will be a good break that will yield lots of other lols. So stay tuned for more news. And then in the meantime, there's a couple of fun things that you can check out if you're so inclined. I will be on Reality Checked with Amy Phillips on May 4th. The show airs in the morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. So like Google Sirius XM Radio and like figure out how to listen to it or sit in your car and listen to it. I don't care. But do it, because we're going to be talking about my other favorite show, Southern Charm. And Amy is a delight, and I always have a lot of things to say on that show. So tune in May 4th. Secondly, for all you Bravo heads who live in New York and are Real Housewives obsessed, there's a really fun event coming up on May 6th at Littlefield in Brooklyn. A group called Here for Drama, founded by Ryan Houlihan, Alex Better, and Jordan Velu, will be performing a live reading of the entire wine-fueled, iconic Berkshire's Vacation from last season of Real Housewives of New York. And for one night only, you can see them, as well as Jessica Williams from Two Dope Queens and The Daily Show, Greg Bennett from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and Brian Moylan from Vulture, perform as our beloved housewives and ruin a perfectly nice dinner party. So they will obviously be recreating the moments where Bethany ruined the vacation by immediately screaming at Luann that she was a whore, Luann ignoring Jules's dying father, and Ramona's dog pooping everywhere and Dorinda screaming that she made it nice. This is pretty much a can't miss. Plus, it benefits the New York Women's Foundation, so it's for a good cause. So to join them on May 6th in Brooklyn for cocktails, raffles, and birthday cake, you can go to hereforDrama.com to buy tickets and learn more. That's hereforDrama.com. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And without further ado, enjoy the season finale of Sup. I'm beyond darked out, and I needed to drag someone else into the darkness with me. And so Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan O'Connell is back for our final episode of this season of Set.
Does this mic pick up hissing?
He's not happy about it.
Listen.
But he has no choice in the matter.
I'm a working girl. Just came, came straight from the studio to here. Listen. Yeah. Well, listen, this is the final one. I'm actually going to miss these delightful bozos. You know, I always have a fondness for them.
I'm going to miss them too, but I'm also really happy to have a break from having to like do all the things that I do podcast alive.
Their seasons are like 40 episodes long.
This season has arguably been the most intense.
No, it hasn't.
Season of Vanderpump Rules.
No.
Because, not necessarily because of the show, but because of all the drama with like Pumped and the way that everything like rolled out, it added like an extra layer of drama and stress.
Oh, right. You started off this season on a different podcast.
This season, I did a 180 from the last podcast I was on, then started my own podcast.
Oh,
and now
coming
here
into
we
our
are.
Own.
Yeah.
Oh, spread our wings. Fly away.
It's like baby boom, and this is my baby.
Yeah, and now it's time to abort it. All right, so the final episode. Okay, so listen. We'll just dive right in.
We're gonna dive in. So basically, I think it's fair to say that you always as well,
don't
Ryan.
Speak for me. What the fuck?
Don't put words in my mouth.
What the fuck?
I always approach this show thinking that like it reaches a level of darkness, but then we like see how dark it gets, and then it's like we walk away. It's not part of our lives. We laugh at it, and like,
it's always peppered with like lulls. I mean, like the dark is always mixed in with the light.
Yeah,
yeah. Like you have them having these horrible arguments, but you have them doing it in drag.
Yeah,
so it's funny.
Yeah,
like but they're talking about really horrible shit, and it's very dark, but they're in drag, so you can't fully go there.
Or it's like Katie's getting mad and just like speaking gibberish, and you're like, oh wow, what an idiot,
right?
And then you move on,
right?
But then part three of the season five reunion happened, and it opened up this cavernous mass of darkness that you and I didn't even know existed.
I almost passed out. I almost went unconscious.
I was physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I felt like Stassi watching Sheena and Shay have their face off. It
revealed Sheena to be
Sheena
truly
revealed her
broken
true
and
self.
Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her went
cold
like,
as ice.
Cold as ice, calculated, cares only about fame.
Yep.
And
her
cares only about the way she looks at all times. And Shay.
That was bizarre.
And actually, until really now, I mean, aside from Laura Lee.
Right.
There's never really been someone, a casualty of the show.
Right.
But I feel like Shay is very much a casualty of the rule of the world of Vanderpump Rules.
He was sacrificed.
He was the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, he was.
We all thought that Sheena was the sacrificial lamb.
Well, we felt bad for her because she was getting trolled so heavily this season from Stassi and Katie and Kristen. And we were like, oh, like poor Sheena. I mean, she's like not that bright and she's sort of a follower. She's like, you know, she's like the Karen of the Mean Girls group, like whatever. But the reality is, I mean, that might be true, but she's also very cold and very calculating and arguably just as evil as everyone else.
I mean, I can only imagine that Katie Maloney is happier than she's ever been in her life to have the spotlight of horrificness shown on someone else. Like yes. Sheena just swept in and took the villain role right out from under Katie.
For 10 minutes and at the very end of
at
this
the
reunion.
Very end at of the this reunion, end. But a great setup in like
for next
like,
season.
For next season and a great setup to like go over the summer. Like now we just don't have to hate Katie anymore because we can hate Sheena.
And you know, I always made fun of Shay because of, well, he's Shay and he has like limited brain activity and God bless. But it made me feel so much empathy for him because it really made it clear that, yeah, she only cares about this TV show. He was a casualty in this. And that she also, she weaponized his drug addiction against him. Like, she literally said, like, you hurt me, I fuck you over. That's what we do. And I'm just like, well, gee. And also, like, she thought that, you know, pegging him as an addict would somehow get everyone to go on her side. But there's also nothing wrong with being an addict. And it's a really horrible thing. And it's very sad.
Yeah.
And she used it against him as leverage.
So let's just like go over kind of what happened. Cause yeah. I need to be like,
well, a lot
clearer.
Was not said.
A lot was not said. So Sheena exposed Shay in season 3 for his pill problem.
Yes.
And then they like dealt with that. It was like pretty much freshly after they got married.
Which we learned that she did that to humiliate him. Yeah. We learned on the reunion.
So, but then he kind of got it under control or got like soberish.
Which I think he did actually.
Which he probably did.
No, which he did because I think he
But said... also, Shay hated being on the show. Like I remember hearing intel that Shay was just like always over it, did not want to film, didn't like hanging out with anyone, any of the cast members.
It was it was abundantly clear. Blame him. Yeah, I know. Part of me is like,
really?
Shay.
Didn't love hanging out with like Stassi and Jack?
He's like, he's like, please give me more screen time with Kate Maloney.
He's like, I'm just trying to recover from like opioids, and really it's triggering to have to hang out with these fucking psychopaths all the time.
On drugs and alcohol.
Honestly,
all the time.
Nothing makes me want to use like seeing like Katie talk.
Oh, please, I have like the syringe ready whenever I watch the show. I'm literally just like ready to relapse.
I like
I'm literally
snort an OxyContin and pound a beer and I'm like, let's do this.
I know. So I completely understand.
They're the most triggering people of all time. They're so triggering. So you're basically doing yourself a huge favor by trying to remove and like be namaste about your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually do think he was sober for a while. And then I also think that in the reunion, there was a lot of subtext going on with the fact that she wasn't sober. Sheena was not sober, and she was doing probably coke and drinking a lot.
Well, remember,
and it was
their,
a problem.
Remember their like couples dinner in New Orleans for their anniversary.
Please.
When she was like, "I want one of like every drink on the menu," or like she was like making a whole thing about like her drinking and enjoying herself, and she's like, "Why can't she just like have fun?"
No, yeah, she's never understood the actual.
She doesn't get what addiction is.
She doesn't really understand. She's like, "Why can't you just like?"
But
slow
I don't
roll.
Think that she wants to because
she likes to party.
She likes to party. And then also when you understand what addiction is and you're in a relationship with an addict, that involves you taking responsibility for your role that you're playing in their addiction as well.
And it's really frustrating because like Shay went on and you could tell how uncomfortable he was. And, you know, he's not the wordsmith in general, but it's frustrating to watch because, you know, he has so much tea on Sheena and he could just bury her if he wanted to. But he actually like A, doesn't want to do it because I think he really still loves her. And then B, actually just like lacks the actual like articulateness to do so.
Yeah, he can't articulate
himself. Yeah, he can't talk.
But also I did
so
get a sense that he was protecting her. Like
I think he was.
I think he could. Yeah, I'm with you.
There
like,
was a lot
could,
that they weren't saying.
Yeah.
There was just tons that they could not say. Even like, and Ariana was like, what was interesting though, Ariana was like, I don't get your point of view. Like, I don't know your side of things. And I think Ariana should know like the full behind the scenes scoop on the relationship. I don't know.
Yeah, but I get it. Like she was saying she only hears it from Sheena, but Shay's never been there to
By
stick
the way,
up for himself, which probably, I mean, we kind of argued about this last night, but like, I was like, do you think he just is like in love with Sheena and like desperately wants to protect her because he knows what a monster she is and he could like take her down? Or do you think that he's like still using and like has been using this entire time?
I think it's both. I mean, I think he might have relapsed. I don't know. Just the idea that, I mean, when he was like, you've pegged me as a drug addict. That was so devastating. He's like, you have labeled me a drug addict. This is a stain that I cannot get out that you just did. Out of straight up vindictiveness, like you.
So then she did that to him in season 3, and then he kind of got sober. But then she found out that he was texting another girl.
Right.
So then instead of confronting him about that, she made up a storyline, or she decided to roll with he's using again.
Right.
I know that he's like in the studio. He doesn't come home. Told Lisa about it on camera, and then set up another on-camera appointment with him to divorce him, and he did not know that she was going to divorce him. Absolutely. And that was how she like got back at him.
Yeah, like straight
so
up revenge.
Fucked up.
Like, I'm gonna fucking divorce you on like reality TV.
I'm gonna not only will I divorce you, but I'm gonna basically say you're a drug addict.
Yeah,
and then divorce,
and then your
you
reputation
you
will be
and make you pack
destroyed.
Up a bunch of t-shirts into a sparkly suitcase and leave,
and then leave on camera. It's actually
so
crazy.
Dark.
And you know that Shay has pudding for a backbone. So like he can't really stand up for himself. And like he's just sort of like this defenseless dummy, unfortunately. And he can't really do anything. But it's just like she's tainted his name just to get back at him. And now he has to live with this whole stigma of being a druggie. And it's just the whole thing is so fucked up.
Well, also, I think there's another layer to where Sheena realized that she married this person that can't give her what she wants in life.
Which is like a spinoff reality show.
Yeah, which is like...
Seriously,
this
though.
Person does not want to be on the show that I'm on, which is literally my life force.
Like, she's married to the show, not him.
No,
she's married to the show.
The show is the thing that she lives for. It's what gets her out of bed in the morning and helps her go to sleep at night. Is like being a star on Vanderpump Rules.
Right. And also, the wedding with Shay gave her like a storyline.
Yeah.
Like, it gave
and
her a purpose.
A lot of attention.
Yeah.
But then it went south.
It was never about Shay.
And it's crazy to see her like turn around with that. And I think that's also just as someone that grew up with like a lot of addiction around me, it's like I have a pretty deep understanding of it, and it's not necessarily, it's something that you kind of, I mean, always have to deal with if you have like family members or close people in your life that have those types of problems. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily something, I mean, you can walk away after a certain point, but it's not like, I don't know. It just is like her quickness to be like, oh my God, you're on pills. Well, fuck you. Like, this is fucking... Like, this is over is so, I mean, that's just like not what you do necessarily.
Sheena was just, I don't know.
And her lack of understanding it from the beginning where she's like, get a buzz. Like, don't get wasted. Just like kind of party.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't know.
Do we think that's just because she's like sheltered, like Azusa girl?
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of people don't know about addiction. I mean, I honestly think that like...
It blows my mind when people don't know about addiction.
They don't.
Because
I mean,
if it hasn't addiction is my life.
If it hasn't, you're like, I'm addicted to this show.
Literally, this is me dealing with my addiction right now.
This is right. 12 steps. No, I think that she doesn't know, but... Furthermore, I don't think she really cares to know. I think that Shay was always used as a prop. You know what I mean? She was never... Oh, my God. What was most bone-chilling is, like, she was, like... He keeps on telling her, like, you never listen to me. You never listen to me. And then Andy Cohen actually pointed that out. He's like, well, he's actually been saying that for, like, 4 seasons now. And, like, as he starts to explain himself, that's when Sheena starts doing her makeup and just completely tunes him out. It's actually crazy. Like...
I mean...
That was crazy. The makeup.
The
shit
makeup
was
thing
so
was
creepy.
Insane.
It was so creepy.
She would think that she would.
She's dead inside. She's like full blown dead inside.
Yeah, I mean that was like next level monster shit.
Yeah.
Like she's like disassociated from reality in that moment and thought that was like an appropriate reaction to do. Like while he's trying to like talk and tell his side of the story.
Yeah.
My jaw was like on
also
the floor.
How sad was it that he found out who she was dating on. On the reunion.
But that's
he
a
had
thing
no idea.
Is I think Sheena knows exactly how to torture him, and we've seen
I
that
agree.
Play out in the last like 2 seasons, and like even the divorce thing where she's like she like drags him for getting his ears pierced, then tells him they're getting divorced,
right,
and then like makes him pack up his stuff and go was like pure Sheena torture.
Right.
But the wild thing is that Shay gets like the brunt of Sheena torture because she doesn't know how to stick up for herself and like be a
That's
fully
true
formed
too.
Human.
Yeah.
So like shit rolls downhill.
Right.
Sheena rolls downhill.
Well, he's a
like,
punching bag.
She's the punching bag for like Katie, Stassi, and Kristen. And then she turns around and like can't necessarily process any of that and then goes right to the person who would have her back and who is like in it to win
but
it
but who's also
her.
Just like a potato bug.
Yeah.
He's just like literally like
was
nothing.
Also not the one.
Yeah.
And then she like tortures him. It was really eye opening.
I mean, in Andy Cohen's face too, when she was like doing her makeup, he looked over and he was like disturbed by her.
Yeah.
He was like, what the fuck?
But also the fact that she just can't be in an emotional moment like that and like let herself feel it and cry.
She's a robot.
And, like,
she's a
mourn
robot.
For this relationship that is essentially over now is like also very telling about like her own personal emotional intelligence.
Yeah, well, we're not dealing with the most emotionally intelligent people.
I don't know.
Which I've said on this podcast 20,000 times. I'm literally like, if you put did a supercut of me being like, these people weren't very emotionally intelligent. Like, I feel like it would be like 20 minutes long.
But I've always kind of like, I've never really been necessarily like anti-Sheena. But now,
yeah, neither. I've actually only empathized with her.
Until literally last night when I was like, whoa, actually Sheena's a monster and I've been wrong this entire
Well,
because
we're really getting into a peek behind the scenes. Like, this is like the show within a show. And I always think like the stuff that happens off camera, or the stuff that happens because of this show, is way more interesting than what's happening on camera now. It's, you know what I'm talking about? Like, their lives outside of the show are becoming way more interesting than what we're actually seeing on camera to a certain extent.
Well, they're now like setting up all this drama for next season. I'm sure they start filming this summer, because now you have Lala, Sheena, and Ariana on one side.
Wait, Lala's not coming back, is she?
I think she might come back.
She should.
She should.
She's great.
So Sheena had a show called Sheenanigans that premiered on Instagram Live last night.
Stop it.
Yes.
What does it say?
I don't know.
Should we watch it? How do you watch it?
I think they are posting it online or something. She did it on Instagram Live, so I don't know if there's like a video for it. But I guess like people either ripped it off the Instagram Live or it's going to get posted online.
We need to see this. I'm so excited.
It was a talk show, and she and Ariana and Lala were on it together, like saying what really went down, like behind the scenes. And then it ignited like a Twitter war between like Stassi and Sheena, and Stassi came out and was like calling her fake and like saying all this shit about her on Twitter.
Seriously?
Yeah. And then Dodie had Stassi's back, of course.
Wow, I need to not
Katie
see this.
Katie miraculously stayed totally silent. Didn't weigh in.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I can't wait to not see this.
I'm sad that I missed it. I was like taking a bath and then it happened. God. I was like, well, it's probably for the best.
Well, you can just look. You can Google it.
Ryan's like horizontal on the couch right now.
Slumped over.
You are slumped over.
Like a little Lincoln log. So wait. Okay. So what else is there? Oh, Kristen trying to cry at the wedding was hilarious. First of all, I think like Kristen's medicated or something.
No, Kristen is heavily medicated. Like she's never been like more even keeled in her life and just truly has nothing interesting to say at this point.
Yeah, it was weird. She's really out to lunch and she's not bringing anything.
But that's the thing is like, on one hand, I feel good for her because I'm like, she was psychotic and like needed help. Like, last season when she melting down and telling people to like suck a dick and like screaming in public and stuff. But also it's like, I don't know. And I've had this discussion about Kristen before where I was like, she needs to like remove herself at some kind of level. But the moment that she does that, she becomes less interesting and she doesn't have necessarily like a storyline or like,
right.
Does she have like Dodie diehards? Like that, like what is her fan base?
I die for Dodie. Oh my God, I don't know.
Like, I don't know if she has, like,
everyone has fans. Everyone has stans. Yeah. That's the scary part.
People, I guess
like,
so.
They're like, what the fuck? Who would, when they're like, I love Dodie.
I'm a Dodie diehard in the sense that, like, I fucking am obsessed with crazy Kristen and, like, medicated Kristen, let's be
ride
real.
And Dodie. Ride and Dodie. See me ride and Dodie.
Dodie or die?
Has someone made that joke already? Have they?
No.
You got to catch me riding Dodie. Actually, James Kennedy should do a song called that.
He should do
a song.
Gonna
catch me riding Dodie.
He
did ride Dodie. It's true.
Wait, let's talk about... Shit.
Britney's dress.
Style okay, icon.
Wait, we need to seriously talk about Britney's dress because I was having... And still I'm having a really difficult time figuring out what it is.
Well, it's too much and yet somehow not enough. That's the thing that was really hitting me. Like, it was literally like a dress that was four dresses, but yet it also looked like she was just wearing like a tea towel. Like, it was bizarre. Like, I literally
a
like,
silky tea towel.
Yeah, I was like, is she just...
It's like two pieces of fabric over her boobs, two pieces of fabric over her wrists.
Yeah.
And then one swath of fabric over her pussy.
Her.
And then everything else is exposed. I truly am like,
weird.
I'm baffled by that outfit. It's at the same time, like, extremely conservative and extremely slutty.
No, exactly. It's extremely slutty.
It's like full coverage, but no coverage. Yeah. And she's like, spends the majority and. Now that it's part three, like at first there was more coverage in part one, right. And as each part,
naked.
Her dress is like coming apart more and more, and so it cuts to Brittany, and she's basically like spread eagle in this like swath
so
of silk and fabric. She's so tired. She's like desperately trying to like adjust herself, and it got to the point where every time she was on camera, I was just like, Brittany. Brittany,
yeah.
I know. Get it together, girl.
Are you gonna watch their spinoff?
Duh.
Yeah, me too.
Guess what?
What?
You're gonna podcast about the spinoff
no,
with
not.
Me. You are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe once.
No, you're going to do the whole thing.
Yeah, right. You are. I have nothing to say.
You have everything
to
say. I'm
at a loss for words.
No, that was what I brought you on here to ask you.
It's Britney's. It's going to be like, we're going hunting for gay people, Britney.
Well, she needs a fucking gay in her life because someone to like tell her how to dress.
I know. And like, that's what happens when you're homophobic.
I know. When you're homophobic, you end up in a nightgown that's slit from shoulder to wrist.
It was like a slutty nightgown.
It was like it's like a ghost country western Victorian nightgown.
But honestly, Katie's dress was not any better.
Katie's dress also
Katie's
has
just
been
sad.
Like,
it's
I mean,
like she's trying to be high fashion and it looks so incredibly terrible.
She just tries so hard and she's everything like, she does
high
looks
fashion.
Bad.
She's like checking like the runway shows on like style.com being like, I'm going to do this for cheaper.
Well,
and honey, it looks
she
cheaper.
Basically just ripped off, like literally bought a knockoff vintage Galliano and wore it to a reunion. I cannot imagine anything more tragic than that.
Yeah.
The only thing more tragic than Katie's dress is Britney's
Katie.
Dress.
It's Katie.
Is Katie. And the only thing more tragic than Katie is Britney's dress. And the only thing more tragic than Britney's dress is Shay.
Yeah, of course. That's like that's
the
tragic.
The hierarchy of tragedy.
Yeah,
in this
that's the great tragedy.
Final reunion episode.
Oh my god. Yeah, and then who else? Let's see. Like I've loved Tom and Ariana. I thought they came across great in this.
They always do. And people kind of make like a deal at me on Twitter and stuff. Like people try and come for me and they're like, "You kiss their ass, blah blah blah." But like
what?
I'm sorry. Show me when they've been psychotic this season, other
true.
Than like their weird
cocktail
fight.
Book fight.
Yeah, they just aren't bringing like psychotic behavior. No. I mean, I live for Sandoval. Like, I think he's kind of an emotional psycho because he like cries at everything.
I know, but I kind of like.
But
that.
I love that he's just an empath. He's in touch with his emotions.
I agree.
And like
he can
Ariana,
empath his way to me
is like
created path
fairly smart.
Yeah, she is smart.
She's smart, and she actually
smart.
Like. Cares.
I mean, she looks really good because she surrounds herself with people that are like total bozo.
But she also like cares about being like not ignorant.
Yes.
Which goes a long way
I
with
agree.
This cast.
And
of
she's progressive.
Assholes.
Oh my God. What was the most bone chilling thing where she was like,
oh my God.
No.
Yes.
The women were like, don't you just want to have a party and don't even sign the document? She goes,
she was like, I just don't necessarily even like want to like have. The marriage. And then Katie's like, well, what if you just had the marriage and like didn't sign the document?
Yeah,
she was like, I'd rather just have the document and not have the marriage.
Yeah, the whole
and then
point is that
Katie
I don't want to throw a wedding.
Katie and Brittany were
wedding.
Like, oh my God,
oh my God, that's
they
crazy.
Couldn't believe
no
it.
Wedding, no celebration, oh my God.
Well, Brittany is hell fucking bent on getting married, y'all.
Are you kidding me? She's like an old maid, like compared to her Kentucky friends. They're on their third child at this point.
I know.
She's like 24 and unwed. She's like a dark soul.
Brittany's
them.
Gonna get hitched, y'all.
Yeah,
exactly. Like that is what's happening.
I know, but it was so funny, like how they just could not comprehend why. Like Ariana would not want to get married. Like she's
because
like,
they're just like basic albas.
They're like, wait, so you have self esteem that you can get from their places other than this crotchety old institution known as marriage?
They're like, you get validation from something other than like a man wanting to commit to you.
I know.
And he's like, I've never heard of such a thing.
I've never heard of that. You're silly.
You are silly.
You're so silly.
Her dress like comes off and exposes so her vagina to everything.
And like, she would just be like, that's so silly.
Her like
sorry.
Tit flops out of that nightgown.
She's like, oops. I'm sorry. I'm
oh
so
my
silly.
God. She's I'm like, silly. Jax, don't you look now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Wait. The part where Brittany like. Jack said something about God. What did he say about like
oh,
church
yeah.
and God?
Like that's up to God or something like that.
He was like, I think God just like put this in your life. And then
oh, yeah.
Brittany goes, mm-hmm. And uh-huh. I was just like, OMG.
It's sort of perfect.
I kind
him
of
getting,
live.
Like, whipped by this,
I
like,
live
Christian
for Brittany like whipping him into like
Christianity.
Like Southern Baptist shape. Is really
I
gratifying.
Know. And that's why I guess I will watch the...
You're definitely going to watch it.
What's it called again?
It's called Vanderpump Rules, Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky. What a great name.
It should have been called Kentucky Rules.
Farm Rules.
Yeah. Like. Britain
well, I
rules.
Think they have to like brand it. I think
yeah.
they're now branding everything. Every spinoff is like a Vanderpump
also,
Rules
Also, I
spin-off.
Love how Tom Schwartz doesn't want anything to do with Tom. That was also really weird. Like, he is such a limp noodle of a human. Like, he's literally going to offer it a bar and being like, here, run it. And Tom's like, I don't know. I excuse me. And then you meet his triplets who have not left Podunk, Florida, and who have like
they
never
live
been
in
on
the
a
same
plane.
Room. They share
and
a burner.
Understand
phone.
The psychology. Like him moving to LA was probably so wild for his family. Like you think like he's known as the wild and daring one.
But
so
what
I guess
is he gonna do with his life?
I don't know. But it's crazy.
You can't just hawk diff eyewear forever.
No. No, I know. I know. What am I going to do? Fuck.
You're already doing your life. I'm not worried about you.
No, because I'm hawking diff eyewear too. That's the joke.
No, you're not.
That was it. Never mind. Okay, I tried to make a joke.
Good one.
Fuck. Sorry. Jane cut.
I'm going to cut that
Jane
for
cut.
Everyone. No, I mean, like, honestly, if I was Katie... I'd jump off a bridge, but like
I was like,
but if no, if I was Katie and I was in the position where I just paid $50,000 to get married to this fucking bozo who's hot but pretty much worthless,
yeah,
other than that,
worthless little noodle,
like, and he had a business opportunity that just fell in his
in
lap for literally
lap.
No reason. He has not proven himself worthy to be put in a position of this much power, yet it's happened.
Well, remember when Christine like offered him to come in
we
for, like, a
tried
screen test, and he was like, oh gosh, I don't know.
No,
that's crazy.
My
I don't know.
My best friend and I personally took it upon ourselves to like kickstart Tom Schwartz's acting career, and we like set up, or I had nothing to do with it, but I was like, you need to set up a general meeting with him, yeah, at your place of work, and like have him come in and like do a meeting
with
a huge
studio.
And like we set the, like we, I'm like, I set the meeting. I was like on the
You're
couch.
You're like Kris Jenner.
No, I was like
get to work.
Yeah. I was like, you need to set the meeting. So the meeting was set for him to come in with like meet with all these casting agents. And my friend had to go in with him. He asked her to go in with him to
Wait,
the meeting.
He actually went?
Yeah, he showed up.
Oh, wow. Wait, I thought he said no. He initially was like,
no. He went to the meeting, and everyone at the casting department was a huge fan of the show, Vanderpump
right.
Rules. So they all joined, and like the senior casting people were like, we want to sit on this meeting. We want to meet this guy. Like, we're obsessed with him. And he just sat in the entire meeting and was like, asking her, like, they were like, so it's like a general, so when you go in right. for a general meeting, like, it's usually just, hey, where are you from, what's your life story, like, tell us, and like, we'll make a joke, you'll make a joke, it was so nice to
meet
you,
we'll
here's what
you
we're
again.
Working on, we'll never
have
see you
have fun
again.
In traffic coming
or
up
you
Santa
like
Monica.
Or you just like, you vibe with them and maybe it yeah. leads to something, but more often than not it's like whatever. But if you're on a hit reality show, it could, and you really want to be an actor, it's like a good opportunity. And they would be like, where are you from? And then he'd just look at Christine like scaredy cat, like he couldn't answer the questions by himself.
Stop.
And she had
are
to be
you
like
serious?
You're from, and like
no
him. Yeah
babe.
And it was like a disaster.
He's like a
meeting.
Wounded little bird. But again, you meet his triplets who have like never left the I imagine them to be like Brie Larson in Room. Like I feel like they literally have never, they like had to dig out to get to the
Tom
plane.
Schwartz
That's
is
how they
like
relate
Brie
to the
Larson
plane.
In Room and him and Katie's apartment.
I know, it's true. But like, what you
see. Last week's guest, Dave Schilling, was like, I saw Tom Schwartz on Fairfax and he looked terrified.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he always looks terrified.
He like cannot be released
confused.
Out into the wild.
He honestly looks like he's like developmentally, like. Like, honestly, babe, like, he's a little slow. Like, he's just a little bit like, whoa.
Well, I think that he moved to L.A. and quickly got into a relationship with this person that became, like, his rock and his, like, basis for being. And so he's never had to, like, define himself as anything other than, like, a shitty boyfriend to this, like, demanding monster. So, like, that's, like, a pretty small world and, like, worldscape, if you will.
Yeah,
like
totally.
He. It's not like he's like has
but
a career.
But it's bizarre
so
though, because now, like now, there's this amazing opportunity that people would dream of, just being dropped into his lap, because like the show is probably like, this would be a good storyline, him trying to start a business, whatever, whatever, and he can't do it. He literally is like, me, no.
But that's my question: is like, so
Tom will do it though, right? Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. But like, that's where the discrepancy comes. Where I'm like, okay, well, he must have some sort of really substantial income that's happening right now that he would say, no, I don't want to take advantage of this opportunity. I don't want to do this.
No,
you.
I think he would do it even if he was like literally like broke.
No, babe. I'm talking about Tom Schwartz.
Oh, Tom Schwartz. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
No, I don't think there's any part of him that wants to do it. It's too much. He gets the fear of failure is too great for him. I think he gets overwhelmed and he can't do it. So, he's just a little worm. He's a little weasel.
But then does Katie I'm just so confused. Passive. Does she just accept that that's how he is and that's who she loves and like wants to be married to?
Well, yeah.
If I was dating a guy and he was so like, attractive. I'm not going to work and you're going to make the money, I'd be like,
and then also like actively turning down opportunities because he gets too scared to do them. Remember he like tried to be a bartender? Like, remember when he tried to be a bartender for like one night and he had to leave because he had an anxiety attack?
But I'm like,
he's honestly, he's touched a little bit. He's like a little touched.
Like you can't even like have a dick game that makes up for that lack of ambition. Like there's just nothing.
But to me, it's not lack of ambition. It's like he's just a giant scaredy cat. He's just a giant. He's afraid to take any opportunities, scared of failure. So he just kind of remains in the same place because he cannot take any risks.
So then Katie just like loves that because then he's dependent.
Well,
on
yeah,
her.
And then Katie can be the boss applesauce. I mean, it's not, you know. It's ugh. I know
what happened
it's,
to him
it's a dynamic that truly doesn't serve either of them but you know it's what they need to survive.
I know people are like, we always did see you guys together and believe in your love, and now I'm like, well, I guess it makes sense.
We're both
who else is gonna
crippled.
Like take on
that
kind of responsibility with a man.
Well, damaged people find damaged people and then they get into damaged marriages.
And then they have damaged children.
Yeah.
So Katie and Stassi and Kristen are all in Europe this week.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're all in Copenhagen. Living
who are they,
it up.
Whose lives are they ruining this week?
They're
abroad?
Just terrorizing.
It's like
Hostel
4.
The world. Yeah.
It's Hostel 4. They're literally like Bijou Phillips in Hostel 2 with like Heather Matrozero.
But my question is, how many people do you think Tom Schwartz is making out with while Katie's out of town?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think he has to go to Vegas for that to happen, right?
I don't know.
I feel like whenever they go to Vegas, it's like they just like fuck all the hookers. It's like literally like Vegas is their free zone. I'm like, wouldn't you at this point just not allow your boyfriend to go to Vegas anymore? I mean, seriously. Like, I feel like whenever they go to Vegas,
I think a cheater's
like,
going to cheat. It doesn't matter what town he's in.
Ah, no.
But like, okay, another thing that really confused me in the reunion was, so we
what
never...
What confuses you, Laura?
What
keeps you up at night?
I'm confused by a lot of things and kept up at night by a lot of other things.
All right.
One
go
of
ahead.
Being, we never got an answer about whether or not he, like, fucked this Vegas girl.
Well,
Katie never got an answer. Wait, but Katie never got an answer. We as viewers never got an answer.
No, he did. He fucked her.
No, I know. But like, he never has been like.
What does he doesn't remember? He says he doesn't remember.
I know, but that's like a convenient excuse.
Of course. And
that's
he'll
what
say
a
that.
Pussy says to like not have to admit that they fucked someone.
And he'll say that. He'll admit that.
And then she just accepts that.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that dark and confusing?
Yeah, it's really dark, but it is what it is. It all tracks for me.
I mean, it tracks, but it also confuses me. Oh. That's all I'm saying.
Honey, it's their journey.
Do I just need to like
remember,
be more
and the
zen
words,
and accept
and the
their...
words of Katie, just be glad it's not your relationship. That's what she said, remember?
I am literally, I've never been so glad.
Just be glad it's not your relationship.
It's weird that Katie and Tom fought solely about Tom and Ariana.
I don't believe that's true. I think that's just them being... crazy. Like, who are they gonna rage against now? Like, I don't know. Like, do they fight about Tom and Ariana?
They said in the reunion they were like, the majority of our fights were about Tom and Ariana.
That's so weird.
It's really weird.
No, I don't believe in that.
I mean, I think the underlying fight is I don't trust you. Yeah. And you're not giving me any reason to trust you, but she can't say that because then if she says that, it really opens up a can of worms where it would put him in a position where he would have to be honest with her. And she actually does not want to hear honesty. She wants to hear what she wants to hear.
Yeah.
And so instead of like having an actual fight that's like, did you fuck this girl? Yes or no? From the get-go, she fights about Tom and Ariana instead. And it all becomes just like something to funnel the other
because
anger through.
If she actually confronted him over with the girl in Vegas, then it wouldn't even matter at this point.
If she,
I think
it's
take
one
like
of those
a dump
things,
on her face and she's to be like, cool, can't wait. I mean, like,
but I think it's one of those things that like, unless you hear it explicitly from someone that's like, yeah, I fucked this person. You're not enough sexually for me. I don't necessarily want to be in this relationship, but I'm scared to be out of it. And like, and truly, unless she knew the truth, like a slap in the face truth moment from him, she would never have cause to leave him. And then also, it's like, if she confronted him and then he told her the truth, then it would put her in a position where she would have to then get out of the relationship.
But neither of them are ever going to get out of the relationship.
And so neither of them want to actually have that come to Jesus moment with each other. So instead you get like a lot of fighting about Tom and Ariana or whatever else they can like fight about, right, and never the actual, like never, they never try and resolve the actual conflict at hand. Because then it puts them in a position of actually having to take responsibility for their decisions. Yeah, it pierces their
mirage of a relationship.
It's fascinating, but can that go on forever?
Yes.
It can?
So. Yeah, I do.
It can go on until they're like 40.
No, it can go on for a long time.
It could go on, but they will eventually get divorced. That's unsustainable.
Who would? Who would? Because Tom can't even like, can't even go to a job. Like he can't even like show up for an interview. Like, what makes you think he actually has the power to, like, even go through with a divorce? Like, that is too much for him.
I want Vanderpump Rules to, like, I don't really ever want it to stop, but I would love for it to stop now and then pick up in 10 to 15 years.
An actual TV show?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then do a Where Are They Now? And, like, we'll just check in on everyone, because I feel like Tom and Katie would be, like, in that, in either the darkest marriage of all time, or that's like darker than it already is.
Yeah, I'm like, honey.
I'm like, wait, it's here. Or they would have be like freshly divorced. No. I feel like they're the kind of couple that gets divorced in their like 40s.
The only person that would have that would have to get that would divorce is Katie would divorce Tom, but she'd have to be really, really pushed. She'd have to be pushed in such a way where she would look like such an idiot, and she would be so embarrassed and her friends would judge her for staying with him. It would have to come from her friends. Like, to me, it's like, I feel like Katie could know on some level that he's cheating on her, but the rule is you just don't talk about it, because again, then it pierces the mirage.
They probably have an arrangement at this point.
Yeah.
Because he said in that reunion, he was like, remember when he muttered, he's like, I made a mistake many, many times.
Yeah.
Like,
he'd have to embarrass her on such a public level where she would have to, like, to save face, would have to divorce him. That's what would happen, because she wouldn't want to look like a fucking idiot staying with him. That's what would take breaking them up. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, no. You know, it's like Luann. It's like, well, yeah, you don't watch New York, but when like Bethany was like, hey, this guy you're about to marry, like he actually was just making out with this other girl like last week at a bar. And Luann wasn't mad that he was doing that. He was mad that he got caught and made her look like an idiot.
Yeah.
That's what she was mad about.
So you think that they probably have an arrangement at this point?
I guess
like...
so. I just don't think she wants to know.
And also, I'm not buying that quick turnaround that was like in 2 weeks they managed to like get their relationship back on track.
I mean, what bullshit.
I know. But also, Andy was like, it was amazing to see the change in the two of you. I was like, Andy
is such a troll.
He's the ultimate troll.
Yeah, he's like, everything he says. Shay in a while? Well, he's actually going to be coming out. So, yeah. And then she's just sobbing and she's like, well, he's coming out now. Okay, bye. Like, literally doesn't care.
It's the best.
Doesn't care.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
But like, one moment that really stuck out to me, which I didn't realize at the time when we were watching all the New Orleans episodes take place, was that like Tom Schwartz is like crying and freaking out the whole time. I didn't realize that he was like weeping through a smile at the gator hunt. Like, I knew Sandoval was crying, but then it cut to Tom Schwartz.
I did not know he was crying at the gator.
And he's like smiling like a wild man and like crazy sobbing.
Just sobbing.
Like tears are streaming.
As he's going down the aisle,
down
he's just
face.
Sobbing. I know, like, please don't, please, please,
that
please.
That was crazy.
No, it was crazy. It was so sad. It was so sad.
That was honestly one of the sadder things that's ever happened on the show.
Well, that was sad for, like, 2 seconds, and then Shay came out, and then all of a sudden...
and then
it, like, a
new
gust
darkness.
A gust of wind
everything
and a tumbleweed
came in.
Everything
else became child's play.
Yeah, everything like else became lol.
Birthday party.
Yeah. It was literally just, like, a fun romp. It was, like, a fun, playful romp, and then the Shay came on, and it was, like, a dark tragedy.
Shay... has his like purpose has been to act as like this black hole to like suck all the other darkness into it,
yeah,
you know, like, and then disappear, and so then they're all like weirdly absolved of their sins and darknesses, so they can like start over.
No, but you know what though, after seeing the reunion last night, I'm sure people are like they're hip to what's going on, and they're like, oh my god, Sheena's fucking dead inside, like, yeah. XOXO.
You know what's interesting is someone sent me an article that Sheena had given an interview where she said that the reason that, because she and Katie and like Stassi and Kristen, I guess, are like not tight anymore
at all.
No, they're like enemies now.
Love
and
that.
Sheena said that was because
friends like these.
I'm like, shocker, really?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Friendship isn't based on trust and mutual support. Anyways, it was because they were with her when she found out that Shay was like sexting with another girl,
right.
And according to Sheena, Katie and Stassi threatened to expose that to producers if she like didn't make a move.
That's so
and she
gross.
Was like, what the fuck, like, no, this is a secret, blah blah blah, and they were like threatening to tell
that's
on
so
her
disgusting.
And so that's according to Sheena why they're not tight.
Well, that could be true. I don't know. They're all just different flavors of garbage.
Can you imagine like living that kind of life where you're just like always...
Where you're worried about getting fucked over by your friends, cheated on... Like,
it's or I'm like looking at your text messages and I'm like, you better tell because I'm going to tell.
Yeah, I can't.
For the show that we're on.
I can't. I know. And they don't even pay them enough money.
Like they must pay them a lot of money at this point. If Tom fucking Schwartz is turning down business opportunities, must be making hand over fist.
So then that money storyline with the wedding was fabricated because honestly, you're right. He doesn't work anymore. He doesn't work.
He doesn't need to work. All he needs to do is like go to club appearances and then make Instagram diff eyewear posts and be on the show. And that's clearly enough income to like bankroll him to a point where he does not have to take on responsibilities that he doesn't want to do. Right.
Yeah. So they must make enough money.
I know, but what? Like, I'm still so curious.
I know people.
Their money situation is so.
People are concerned about Trump's tax returns, and I'm all about just.
No, I'm like, show me literally the entire cast of Vanderpump Rules tax returns. That would be what I want.
Gay porn for me.
Yeah.
I would like literally upload that on Sean Cody and just jerk off. I would be like, yes.
That's all I want to fucking know.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Lisa gave Jax like a really good side eye when he said he's a better person now that he's dating Brittany.
I know. Also, God, it was so rude though when Lisa was like, "You've always loved Shay. I never understood it." But I was like, "Okay, why do you kick this man when he's
Lisa
down?"
Hates Shay because Shay's broke. I think
because what?
I think she hates Shay because Shay doesn't have money.
Oh,
and gosh. Sheena was like paying for all of Shay's life,
right? But he paid for it too, trust me.
I know.
Nothing was like, free in that relationship.
What was kind of weird to me, and maybe I'm just like not traditional, but he's like, even when we got married, like your money was your money and mine was mine. But I was like,
I know, I was
that's how I'm gonna do it.
Are you kidding me? I know, I'm kind of fascinated because people really do kind of blend finances.
Yeah. And someone even on Twitter I saw someone talk about it on Twitter and they were like, when you get married, the money belongs to both. So Shay was right. And I was just like,
I don't think so. Well, I think the position is like, if you make more money, you don't want that to be true. And if you make less money, you are supporting.
I mean, if I married someone with like $80 million, I'd be like, babe, your money is my money. Okay. Like
my
at least part
is
of it.
Your love and
I'd be like,
your
come on.
Money
but like if someone money. Was making like the same amount of money as me. A, yeah. I'd be like, we're probably not going to get married.
Yeah, exactly.
B, but I'd also just be like, we can't really like share a bank account. Like,
no,
it's not gonna work.
I'm not.
Like, you just do you. I'll
I'm not doing, no way. Not giving up my money. You kidding me? Forget it. That's my money. Okay. 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 That's my money. Not sharing. I'll share in my
He own built way. A business off of Sheena's back.
They're going to...
They're fucking on tour with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Funny. That's kind of a win.
No, I love it.
I mean, at the end of the day...
I want Shay to win. I want him to...
I root for him, and I hope that he's able to find peace. And if that involves being sober, then so be it.
Well, he needs to be sober.
I just want him to be happy.
Me too. And I just want to be happy. And I finally will after the show ends. So
this whole season has been like really meta in the fact that it like brought up. It brought a lot of like weird issues to the surface, like personally. But then
what are
like
you talking about
like all the shit with Pumped and also
right.
just like
your behind
other
the scenes drama,
behind the scenes drama. But then other like relationship questions and like depression issues and like.
That's true.
And like,
it's real. It's
like,
all very real.
It acts like it definitely is a mirror for me psychologically to like work out my own shit against. What are you looking at?
Shay's Instagram.
Did you see the
He calls himself a rapper, producer, DJ, member of Dat Dope Group.
Yeah.
Hashtag DGG. Oh my God.
Did you see the video he posted about Sheena?
No.
It's up here. It's right here.
Oh, wow. No. He says, fuck you.
Imagine your ex-husband making a rap song about you. It's actually pretty good.
It kind of has like a Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, feel. It does.
But it's also bad.
I also love that he can't talk and then he like makes a rap song. Do you know what I mean?
It's really wild.
Wow. That's crazy.
Shane finally knows what he's worth.
I know.
Well, that's chill.
Maybe he's just a sensitive artist who really can only communicate through music.
I love that for him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's not actually like slow.
What if Shay goes to Coachella someday? That dope group.
These fucking videos though.
Sheena apparently deleted all her Instagram like pictures of her and Shay together.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I haven't looked Someone at told Shay's me. Thing. Wow, that's crazy. Scary.
The battered wife scene remains the best scene it's of the best all scene. Time.
Yeah, it is the best scene.
It deserves an Emmy.
Yeah. It could be in a sitcom or something. It was just that brilliant. The timing, everything. It was just, I loved it.
When they were talking about Katie and Tom asking Lisa to officiate their wedding.
Oh, I know. They're getting so
and
emotional.
They were like, Tom is so excited. We wrote a limerick. They wrote a limerick for Lisa.
A limerick? What are they talking about?
Like a limerick, like a poem for her.
I don't understand.
They like wrote a rhymey poem to ask her to officiate their wedding.
No.
I was like, you know what a limerick is, Katie? No.
Well, she loves her words.
Tom Schwartz didn't shower prior to the wedding.
That's disgusting.
That's fucking disgusting. What the fuck are they talking about? And also just speaks, I think, to like his level of respect for Katie on like a more subconscious level.
Of course. I can't believe it. Like he would never think to bathe. I don't understand.
Like he just like got in a river.
It really gets everything off to a great start with marriage. Just marrying her will filthy.
If my fiance just filthy. If I like was getting married and then my fiance just didn't take a shower for 3 days before the wedding, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be
I would have a problem getting married to him.
I would probably have him committed. I would be worried about his mental health. I'd be like, babe?
That's weird, right?
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I don't get it. But they're all fucking weird. They're just all little fucking weirdos. They're all just like
they are like bozo little weirdos.
They're just like weird fucks in a
Remember lash. When they were at the like they're at like the nice Sonoma like wine tasting place and they're like, we're gonna play a game and whoever loses has to drink the spit wine. And then Ariana drank it and it was like, you guys are so weird.
You guys are sick. Why do you do this?
They're always doing sick things.
I know.
It's so unclear.
I know. I hate it.
Wait, quick. So we had to kind of like cut off earlier. So let's talk about Kristen's cry face.
Oh, yeah. Wedding. When she's trying to cry, or is she crying? I can't tell.
She.
It's fucking weird.
Like sucked in her entire. She was like. She's like, I'm just making the baby. It looks like someone like shoved a vacuum souls. Up her ass and like was sucking her out from the inside because her face turns into like a total prune face. Like, it was the wildest cry face of all time.
It was very bizarre. She really does serve you some good looks, though.
She does.
She serves good face.
She does give a good facial expression.
She really does.
When she like comes out of her coma, she like really gives you what you need. Kristen, I want Kristen and Brittany to like get fucking married.
Oh my god. I mean, I'm sure they will in season 15.
I feel like that's all I want.
I feel like we're going to literally see these people get old.
I want Stassi and Katie to like replace Kristen's meds with sugar pills and then like just unleash the beast within next season.
Veggie-holic.
Like, I'm ready for Kristen to be, like, totally sabotaged.
I know. She will. Trust me. We have a lot of... I feel like this season's never going to go off the air. It's never going to get canceled. And I think everyone on the show would do it for 40 years. Like, that's the thing. Like, when does this end? Like, seriously. I feel like we're going to be with these people for a long time, which is a thought that fills me with dread, but also joy.
I don't know. Only time will tell. We just have to take it day by day and live in the present, you know?
And do a podcast.
And do a podcast and just, like, keep it real.
What if you have like just 400 episodes of this podcast?
I hope that I fucking have a sponsor if that's the deal. Because otherwise, I had a moment today where I was like, well, I do this podcast, but it's also just like a weird hobby I do for literally zero monetary financial reward. It's actually more of just like a fun, a weird little project that I do.
You can get sponsors though,
right? I'll get a sponsor eventually. I mean, it's nice to have like no ads. Like, I appreciate that as far as like from a listener standpoint. I get a lot.
So what the fuck?
I get a lot. I get more than Pumped ever got. But yeah, this is like my weird secret shame hobby.
I know, you're literally,
people are like, what did you get up to this week? I'm like, well, I put together my pancakes and like I love to talk about Vanderpump Rules. They're like, so is that like you make money off of that, or like how does that go? I'm like, nope, just for free, just for fun.
It pays me in joy,
and it does give me a certain amount of joy, but it also makes me upset.
I understand.
You know it's dark when even James Kennedy is darked out.
Well, his face during that whole thing with Shay was like, he was just like, I don't want to be here.
He was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I know.
His former creative collaborator.
Yeah. So sad.
R.I.P. Shay FK.
I know.
It was good while it lasted.
I know.
And then finally, like, the social media element of these people's lives is really fascinating, because, like, Sheena being like, revealing to Shay that her new boyfriend is someone that Shay follows on Instagram.
Oh, I know.
And then she said the most amazing thing where she goes, people that follow you on Snapchat say you're in a really happy place. So,
oh, I know. the darkest sentence ever. I mean, are people really are just tweeting at her being like, I just saw Shay on Snapchat. He looks really good.
She's like out to drinks with her friends and they're like, well, according to Snapchat, he looks like fucking blitzed on life. Like,
yeah. No,
I've never said that about someone's social media.
I don't understand.
But this is how these people like use it, is like they actually use it as like a gauge to other people's lives. And,
well,
like,
yeah. Well, it's their whole world. They live their life online.
It's fucking wild.
It's crazy. It's almost as crazy as being in a reality show.
And then when Andy was like, my favorite moment from the wedding was Stassi and Lisa doing a booty bump. And
oh,
Jonathan
I know.
And I both
like,
were like,
coke?
What? They put coke in their ass?
I know.
And then it was like,
well,
no.
You know, it was this little wink wink to an actual booty bump.
I know.
That little clever queer.
What a little funny guy.
That little funny gay guy.
But yeah, that was a wild call out.
Well,
for a
I
booty
mean,
bump that didn't happen. Just like bumped actual booties together.
I know. And Lisa's booty is quite the bump.
I bet Lisa's done a booty bump before though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that night at the wedding.
Well, that's about it.
That's all she wrote.
Babe,
that's all she wrote.
I can't believe it's just over now.
I can. I mean, I'm relieved. I mean, I'm busy. I have like, you know, New York was back and, Beverly Hills is ending. I guess actually I only have New York. Actually, I'm running out of shows. Feud is
ending.
You
only have New York and you
Girls
have
ended.
Southern Charm.
Big Little Lies. Oh yeah. Big Little Lies is over. Girls is over. Feud is ending. I have Southern Charm, which is like not as charming as it once was.
It's also reached an apex of darkness.
Yeah. And I have New York, which is fucking great. And then that will sustain me. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's going to definitely, you know, it's going to fill a void or leave a void.
But Jackson Brittany will come and then
oh,
we'll
right.
watch
that.
Happening? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, I don't know. It doesn't have a release date yet, but it's happening.
Fill me
this
up,
summer.
Bravo. Fill me up.
So, babe, you have to do a podcast about it with me.
I don't know, babe.
You have to.
We'll see.
All you have to do is come over and
babe,
talk about
this is
it.
A lot. I'm exhausted.
Oh, please.
I am.
That's just because you haven't eaten. Anyways, we'll let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're going to say yes, and then you're going to do it. And
maybe
then we're going to have...
Maybe they'll still know. Maybe I'll turn them against me.
No. They love you too much.
Oh, cuties.
I ask everyone, I go, who's your favorite guest?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
When?
Just with fans that I talk to.
Are you doing a meetup?
Oh, I need to do a meetup.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Babe, it's a lot to do this whole podcast journey. It's like intense.
Were we going to do it at Sur? Where was it? Where was the meetup happening?
No, Pump? We were saying we were going to do it at Taste on Melrose, but
oh,
that's
right.
Too dark.
You can't.
For
you
me.
Have to go to the rest. You have to go to the restaurant.
I mean, we could do a sexy, unique meetup at
Pump.
A summit at Pump.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will. We will do a meetup. We'll do it in May.
I think that would be fun. I would love to meet the fans.
I know. I want to meet LA fans. They seem like true lawers. And if anyone wants to come out from out of town, you should do it. But we will. Spend your money on something else.
Yeah. Don't spend the money on the goat cheese balls.
But we will do a meetup. We'll do it in May. Yeah. Maybe like even around my birthday or something to give me something to live
for.
This
is literally turning into Lara's birthday party. This is taking a dark turn. It's like sexy, unique birthday.
A sub. Oh my God. Want a summit at Pump for my B-Day. Yeah. Actually, around my B-Day. But sometime in May, just we'll keep you posted on social media. I'll keep you posted and then we'll make it happen.
Maybe I'll show up. Maybe I won't.
Ryan will be there. He's going to do Lara and Ryan Take Kentucky. A sexy, unique spinoff. Yikes. A sus.
Yikes.
It's going to be great, babe.
I guess so. We'll
I'm
see.
Forcing him into it. He really has no choice in the matter.
We'll see. Should we go to Kentucky and record it from there?
We should go to the we should go to the Creation Museum in Kentucky.
Should
and
I
record
see
it
if,
from
should
there.
I see if how long it takes for Brittany's mom to get a bat when she sees me?
Your days are numbered.
I know. I'm not living long in Kentucky. That's true. I'm gonna get fucking
who
screwed.
Else is gonna like make fun of their homo hating ways?
I don't know, maybe because I have a limp she'll be like, I can save you.
She's like, someone already took care of you.
You already got the curse of cerebral palsy.
You're spared.
You got the palsy.
You're spared for now.
You got the palsy already. You're fucked. I understand. God already did what he needed to do on you.
Anyways, just think about it and let's make a deal.
Okay.
Also, speaking of deals.
What?
There's still a lot of active deals from Ed Drosty to cast members that they should think about. He offered to get Katie free therapy. He offered to...
Really?
Yeah, one appointment. He would buy her like a free therapy appointment.
Oh, I love that. Maybe a stylist?
Yeah.
She needs a stylist more than she needs therapy.
Well, no, he didn't offer a stylist, and I can't renegotiate.
Okay.
He offered a Yankee Candle to one of the cast members.
Who would be her therapist?
He would choose. No, he would choose.
Any.
He offered to take one cast member and drive them 3 hours out into the middle of nowhere, and then we'd film them trying to get back to L.A., which could be a really fun adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there are a lot of deals. No one's taken up the offer
weird.
Yet.
So fucking weird.
I know, but
whatever.
Hopefully.
What are you
going to
do?
Hopefully
soon. One day. Yeah.
Well, this has been a fucking wild ride, and I cannot thank everyone enough for coming on this journey with me.
She really can't.
I really can't. I'm going to need like a spa week at the Canyon Ranch in Malibu to get over this. By that, I mean I'll just be in my bathtub. I love you guys, and we'll be back soon.
We will. Won't we?
We will.
All right. Smooch.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.